Beginning in the 1980s, Guy Ames organically grew and harvested mostly conventional varieties of fruits both in Newton and Washington counties. But in 2000, he abandoned his farms, exhausted, to become a schoolteacher. He's since returned to the land, having learned some very serious lessons about native fruit tree ecology. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this story.
Fruit farming on the Ozarks is not for the timid. The ground is hard scrabble, the weather chaotic, especially in recent years. Then there's mildew, rust, and smut. And deer, birds, and squirrels relish mature fruits. That's why Guy Ames plumb gave up being an orchardist after 20 years of fighting with the natural elements. But now he's back on his 20-acre organic orchard and homestead, which he built near Elkins in 1989, determined to follow instructions provided by the Ozarks, the land. He takes us to one of several fenced-in nurseries stuffed with narrow rows of young grafted fruit trees planted 8 inches apart.
And it may not look like a whole lot to you, but this is about 400 trees in this very small area. What, this is not even a quarter of an acre.
These will someday yield Arkansas Blacks, a beet red-skinned apple with yellow flesh, a variety of the succulent wine sap, which has thrived on the Ozarks since it emerged from a Benton County hedgerow in the 19th century. Arkansas Blacks were once part of a booming fruit industry in Washington and Benton counties, which counted 4 million trees, covering 40,000 acres, producing 6 million bushels of apples annually. But later, intensive monoculturing invited pestilence and blight, and followed by drought, the apple industry collapsed by the Great Depression. But fruit trees are appearing once again in northwest Arkansas, on family farms, and in local neighborhoods even. And Ames Orchard and Nursery hopes to supply specially grafted heritage saplings to as many folks as possible.
I specialize in disease-resistant varieties that the homeowner can grow without pesticides.
Born on Guam and raised in a migrating Navy family, Guy Ames was among a brood of boomers who, after college, sought to re-inhabit the land.
These soils in Ozarks are ultisols. Ulta meaning ultimate, the end. The soils here are geologically aged and weathered to they really have virtually no native fertility. And that's not necessarily too bad for fruit trees. If you think about it, they need water to make fruit. They need carbon dioxide to make carbon. And they need sunshine to make the sugars and such like that in the fruit. It's really amazing. It's one of the few things you could grow here sustainably.
He purchased and planted orchards of what he thought were disease-resistant varieties cultivated elsewhere for his organic tree fruits. And he did pretty good for a while, written up in numerous farm journals, cited as expert in the then-emerging organic agricultural field. But after numerous crop failures, he decided to return to university, this time to take a master's in horticulture.
There's a few fruit trees like peaches that are self-pollinating that come more or less true to the seed, true to the parent. But most things, like apple trees, in fact, geneticists have figured this out. If you were to plant a seed from an Arkansas Black, the chances are about 1 in 10,000 that you would get an identical or something very close to the original Arkansas Black. So in order to get an Arkansas Black tree, you have to take wood and propagate it asexually, that is without, you know, pollination and seed and such. And you do that through budding and grafting.
Splicing new growth twigs from preferred fruit trees onto year-old rooted stock, which had been cut to the quick. Guy leans down to illustrate.
So there's a lot of bending over. Now, I could do this grafting inside my house, and I do that too, you know, kind of spread out the labor. But in this case, I bring a very sharp knife and a stick of wood of, let's just say, Arkansas Black again, since it's one of my favorites. And I'll come up to this tree here. I'll make a certain, like a shield-shaped cut on the rootstock. I'll make a similarly shield-shaped cut on my scion wood, the Arkansas Black, the little stick that I took off an Arkansas Black. It has to have a bud in it. And then I'll put that in the rootstock, wrap it in plastic. I'll do this very soon. I'll start doing this in mid-September. And then it'll heal in. And come old February or so, I'll cut them back. I'll cut this rootstock all the way back to just above the bud.
Today, Guy Ames has developed drought-tolerant, spray-free varieties of fruit trees suited to the Ozarks. He learned his lesson a long time ago trying to sell his back-to-the-land, cosmetically imperfect, organically grown orchard crops on the streets of Fayetteville. But now he's all cheerful, dividing his time between his orchards and ATRA, a sustainable agricultural technology assistance center based in Fayetteville. He's currently taping a webinar to be posted on the ATRA site on growing disease-resistant fruits. There you will likely hear him talk about his pawpaw cultivars, grown using native rootstock sprouted from seed, then grafted with a delicious and hearty pawpaw cultivar from Kentucky. By the way, pawpaws taste like banana cream pie.
Pawpaws are unique. They have a unique root system, and I have to propagate them in pots. So they start like this in this bed, in this open bed, and then when they come up, when the seed has sprouted, then I can plant that into these pots. And then when they're big enough, I bud them. And you can see here again, the little crook. Can you see the bud union?
Yeah.
Okay, you can see this one better. Uh-huh. The little bud union to this, to improve cultivars from Kentucky State University. They have the only one in the world, a breeding program and research program for pawpaws. That's my Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Peacock. They growl. It, along with more than 3 dozen chickens, roam the farm. When not digging pits for dust baths, they eat bugs and groom weeds. Farmhands. Every winter, Ames plants rye and Austrian winter pea to enrich the soil in his nurseries and orchards. And if they could, those chickens would ravage his quarter-acre organic vineyard surrounded by a solar-electrified fence. We step inside, and Guy Ames plucks several muscadine grapes to taste.
That is really good.
Oh, the tower. Oh.
It's very sweet.
These are Cynthianas, and again, it's another variety. It's an old American, Vitis estivalis. That's Vitis rotundifolia. Not that anybody needs to know that. But I guess what I'm trying to get at is that these are Native American grapes.
The pear orchard is laden with round Asian pears this season, almost ripe, as well as a variety of other trees, planted together on purpose as a great experiment.
There's also apples and cherries interspersed in there too. One of the things I've learned about the diseases, and the insects too for that matter, but especially diseases, when we use standard agricultural practice and just put row upon row and, you know, tree upon tree of the same variety, much less the same species.
Invite blight. Most of your grocery store tree fruits today are grown in moderate arid regions, which are comparably pest-free, but require heavy irrigation. But the Ozarks are privy to all sorts of weather. Few local tree fruits are available anymore because today's consumers simply reject bruised or scabby fruit.
Now, if you see it at the store, you'd never buy it. And if you saw it at my stand, you might buy it. But if it was in your yard, you'd eat it in a second, and it would be the best apple you've ever eaten. I'm not saying that figuratively. I mean it because it really would be ripe, you know, tree ripened in your yard. So I'm trying to give people stuff that they can grow without sprays, period. That's really what the nursery is all about.
Guy Ames sells his disease-resistant fruit trees and harvested fruits at the farmer's market in Fayetteville in autumn and early spring. By the way, a recent article published in the new issue of Arkansas Farm Bureau, read mostly by conventional farm families, points to the critical need for diversity and native cultivars for healthy fruit crop yields. Word is spreading. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To learn more, visit AmesOrchardAndNursery.com.